I'm going to start in Mark chapter 4, I think. I'll tell you what happened. I'm a book collector, not a reader. I love books, I just don't read them. And I got one for Christmas, and it took me a month, but I read it. I enjoyed it. I'm glad I read it. It had some profitable things to say to my heart. So I'm going to put it on my bookshelf, but the bookshelf is crowded because I am somewhat of a collector. And so I'm shuffling things around, and I'm standing on a footstool, and a book fell off at my feet. Now I have a stack of books that I'm going to read pretty quick. That's a joke. And this was in that stack. It came off the top of that stack. No telling, it's probably been there. Who knows how long it's been there. And the first four chapters were on subject material that I intended to cover today. Because the Spirit of the living God wants us to hear His voice. And so some of this material comes from that book. Some is from previous research and study, having taught the parable of the sower many times. Now, we've been talking about hearing the Word of God. We asked last time we met, can you hear the Word of God and fail? And absolutely you can. Now that's what happened to Israel. We covered that in great detail. God told Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, and Moses that He was giving them a land. I'm giving you this land. So it wasn't a new message to them. When they got to the river, they got to that land, they refused to go in. They had heard. There was nothing wrong with their hearing, nothing wrong with the message that had been given to them. They just didn't obey God's word. They didn't believe in God's word. They didn't trust God, and they didn't act. And if you're going to receive from heaven, you've got not only to hear, but you've got to act on what God has said. You've got to hearken diligently and observe to do, and that's in Deuteronomy 28:1. It's in several places, but at least there. Hearken diligently and observe to do. Well, they heard God, but they didn't do anything about what they heard. In fact, they retreated. They backed up. They said, we can't do it. And they let what they saw, the giants, the walled cities, talk them out of following the plan of God. Well, if there had been millions and millions and millions and trillions of them, they might not could have taken the giants and the walled cities. They had to have the hand of God. We should realize, no matter how big or small the challenge, we have to have the hand of God. We have to have a word from the Lord. We have to observe to do that word from the Lord. We have to hear and obey. Now, hearing is real important. It's critical, but it doesn't stand alone. It's the first step or the foundation of your faith to hear what God has to say. And then to believe what God had to say, and then to respond or act. And of course, the first response is always your confession of faith, the words of your mouth. You will never receive from God by hearing one thing and saying another. You've got to watch the words of your mouth. Well, this parable of the sower sows the word, that's 4:14. We're talking about the word of God being sown in the heart of man, the center of man, the spirit of man, the word being sown there. So he sows the word, and there are four types of soil. The soil is the human spirit, the human heart. If you're new, I'm a great artist. You will know to that right away. Here's the physical body. And the spirit man, if you're born again, we place you in red, is on the inside, looks just exactly like the physical body. And the word has to come through the mind and penetrate the spirit. It has to penetrate. You have to concentrate. You have to give full attention to that word, because the word of God is life to those that find it, and health and healing to all. It's life. Now, there are four types of soil here, four types of heart, four types of receptivity. Now, Wayne's dad was a farmer, and down through the center of the field is a hard path. That's where the people walked on. That's where the tractor ran. That's where the trucks ran. And that path is very hard, and you don't sow seed on that path. It wouldn't come up anyway, because it's very hard. And what makes it hard, now listen carefully, what makes it hard is constant traffic. And what makes a hard heart, a heart who hears but doesn't receive, is the constant traffic of other voices rather than the voice of the living God. You've got to be single-minded, hearing the voice of God. Now, the first soil is the hard soil. And the seed was sown there. And it says, verse 15, these are they by the wayside where the word is sown when they have heard. Every type of soil hears the word of God, but only one succeeded. When they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their heart. He could take away the word because their heart was hard. It had been so trafficked, so many voices on that heart, that the heart had hardened and it didn't receive the seed of the word. So I have to make up my mind to hear by the Spirit of the living God. I appreciate the voice of men, but I'm not confined to the voice of man unless I determine that that man is speaking by the Spirit.